Ruchim HaBoim, welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the Authentic Jewish Ideology Podcast, episode 56. Today, we're going to talk about a sefer, but it's going to have a wider implication as we will elaborate on further on. The sefer we want to talk about is called the Toimer Dvoro. And I'm going to assume that most people who are listening to this podcast are familiar with the Sefer. The Sefer Toimer Dvorah was written by Rav Moshe Cordoviro, who was a great Mekubal who lived in Tzfas around the first half of the 16th century. He was there in a wonderful time when Tzfas was packed full of very, very big Gedolim and Mekubalim. And he was at the front. He was in the Mizrach, as to say, of this very elite group of tzaddikim and gedolim. Now, the Sefer Toimer Dvorah is based around one central theme, to emulate certain midos, certain attributes, as to say, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as much as we can. And if you read the Sefer, and there are so many editions of this, I mean, you want it in French, you want it in English, one in Hebrew with Yiddish, you're going to be able to get it. They're all over the place. And the Sefer is giving different attributes of Hashem that we should emulate and is going to elucidate those attributes. And as you read this, you're going to start to feel that this is unbelievable, lofty behavior that he is asking us to emulate the attributes of Hashem. And it's not, you know, only the Kodesh Baruch Hu does kindliness, we have to do kindliness, Kodesh Baruch Hu is forgiving, we have to be forgiving. It goes much, much further than that. And sometimes when you read these things, you really might think to yourself, is this possible for a human being to do? And those emotions are understandable. And the answer is absolutely yes. If he's writing this and demanding us to say of us that we emulate these attributes, well, then they are possible. And it's really beautiful to see what the Torah is asking of an authentic Jew to feel and behave. I mean, think about it. So one thing, that, for instance, somebody did something very terrible to you. He caused you to lose an unbelievable amount of money, and he has not regretted what he has done. And the loss or the damage that he caused is still there. It's still going on. The Toimer Dvorah, Rav Moshe Cordoviro, the Ramak, as he is called, is going to tell us that we should totally wipe away what he has done and forget it. And not only that, we should do our utmost to do chesed, to do kindness with this person. And he's going to show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly does that, as to say. It's an amazing thing. And there, I can tell you, there is nothing healthier for a human being than to emulate the ways of Hashem, and it's going to rid you of negative emotions. No question about it. There is no bathtub, as to say, no mikveh of negative emotions more than the Toimer Dvorah. So you're really going to do yourself a big favor by listening to what he has to say. And Rabbi Aaron Cutler says something very, very interesting. He says that a lot of times when a person does mitzvahs, part of the thing, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this, is a person's status with Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every Jew, but there are Jews are sometimes of different status. There are people that are close to Hashem, farther away from Hashem, who are cleaner, as to say, who are more pure, or more righteous. And the mitzvahs that we do are going to be take that into account, the person he's doing them. But Rabbi Aaron says an unbelievable idea. It's fantastic that if you emulate the ways of Hashem, you receive a merit for that, not according to who you are, because you're emulating the way of Hashem. It doesn't matter who you are. That's what Baron says. So this is an unbelievable opportunity for us to gain favor in the eyes of Hashem, as to say, by emulating all these very lofty ways. That's the first thing I want to say. But as I read the Sefer, I really think that we should feel a sense of appreciation for our Gedolim. Because if this is what the Gedolei Yisrael are asking us to do, to emulate, well, they certainly were attempting to do it. And nowhere in the world, nowhere in the world can you find anybody was going to be preaching righteousness and piety, like the Tomer Dvorah and all the other Svarim of the classical Musar Svarim. So we really have to appreciate the Torah that we have. We know it's important for us to remember that our Torah is so lofty and so pious, and the Gedolim that are teaching us and asking us to emulate these righteous ways. We're so pious and we're so special and we're so unique. We really have to appreciate it. Sometimes we forget about that. So if the Ramak is talking this language, he certainly was doing it himself. So we have another podcast called Ala Tzadikim that is stories about authentic stories about authentic Gedolim we should appreciate. So we're including that here to say that we really should appreciate the Ramak, and we should appreciate his Torah, his Svarim that he's given us, and we should appreciate the Torah itself, how lucky we are, how wonderful it is that this is the way the Torah is asking us to behave. Very special. Thank you. Have a good day.